Hello. Are you awake? Please, do rouse yourself. I have something to ask you. Ah, you're up. Excellent. Now, I was wondering if I could trouble you for... Yes, I understand that it is quite late. Well past midnight, if I'm not mistaken. But I have urgent business that I cannot... Yes, you're right. Your door is, in fact, locked. I had to enter through the window, and that wasn't an easy climb, but I... I was just getting to that. As you can no doubt tell from my mask, I'm a doctor. More specifically, a plague doctor. And I'm here to... Doctor Who? Let's not trouble ourselves with the frivolous details. You may simply call me Doctor. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I'm trying to explain my presence in your home. Thank you. I'm here because I'd like to conduct a medical examination on you. Nothing too involved, I assure you. Just a series of questions and a cursory examination of some key locations on your body. What an absurd question. Of course, I'm qualified. They don't hand out plague masks to just anyone, you know. And I'll have you know that I'm quite well respected among my peers. I'm certainly capable of a simple examination. More importantly, it is entirely possible that you've contracted a deadly plague. There was a large outbreak several towns over, and I tracked one of its residents who fled here. I found her dead in the gutter just down the street. I must make sure that no one else has contracted the same plague, or this town may face a similar epidemic. Oh, well, I'm sure you don't feel sick. But that's not the same as not having the disease. It takes a while for symptoms to show up. And in the case of this plague, they start out quite subtle. At first, you think you're healthy. Then you think you're merely under the weather. By the time you begin to realize that you're truly ill, treatments are far less effective, and you've likely passed it on to all of your family members. Ah, but of course you needn't worry about catching anything from me. As you can see, my whole body is covered, and I changed these clothes in between visits. The mask is filled with my own special blend of herbs that keep all manner of illnesses at bay. But it's quite terrible when you watch someone else realize that they've doomed the people they care about through simple negligence. It's almost a mercy that they never live long after that. Poor soul. Oh, so you'll do the examination. Wonderful. Just go ahead and sit back and relax. This will all be done very professionally. To start, I just want to ask you a few questions. First off, what is your name? Pleasing to meet you, and how old are you? All right, and your sex is? Yes, of course. I just need to be certain. Moving on from the basics, how often would you say you leave your house? And when you're out, are you often around other people? I see. Have you experienced any excessive itchiness lately? Particularly in your underarms or inner thighs? And have you noticed any spots or discolorations of your skin that weren't there before? Oh, would you be able to show it to me? I believe that's just a bruise. Yes, definitely a bruise. Nothing to worry about, although you could keep a hot rag on it to clear it away faster, if you wish. Any other discoloration? No. Alright. How about your teeth? Do any of them feel loose, or possibly have even fallen out entirely? Good, good. Are you experiencing any nausea or dizzy spells? Last question. Have you ever spotted a shadowy figure in the distance that appears to get closer and closer every time you look? Excellent. Incidentally, if you ever do see such a figure, I'd advise you to avoid looking in its direction. Most patients I've interviewed found it quite distressing. Oh no, I haven't the foggiest idea what it is. But it seems to be a common phenomenon among those infected. Yes, I agree, it's quite worrying. Plagues with a magical component to them are rare, but very, very dangerous. The last such outbreak was a couple centuries ago. Those infected by it were afflicted with a charm that made others want to be near them. That doesn't sound like such a bad thing at first, but it allowed it to spread frighteningly fast. The other symptoms were much less desirable. That being said, I can't know for sure if this current plague is magical. It's striking that the visions are so similar among patients, but that could possibly be explained by mundane phenomena. But I digress. For the next part of this examination, I'll need to look at some areas of your body directly. Nothing compromising, I assure you. And with your permission, it would be more effective if I were able to touch as well. Again, I have no intention of examining embarrassing areas, but I understand if you're unwilling. Thank you. This will make things much easier. So, first of all, please roll up your sleeves a bit so I get a look at your forearms. Yes, just like that. Now, let's see. Your skin seems to be in good condition. If you'll allow it, may I pinch the skin gently? I can't help but notice that it takes a moment to spring back when pinched. That's a sign of dehydration. Do you drink much water during the day? Oh, I'm afraid I must urge you to get into that habit. It has such an effect on the body. You don't need to go overboard, mind you. Just keep some water nearby that you can sip whenever you feel. Next, I'll check the back of your neck. Let me just brush this hair aside. Yes. Does it hurt when I press down like this? Good, good. How about now? Well, I might have pressed too hard. One more time. I might have pressed too hard. One more time. Excellent. One more test. For this one, I'll require your cooperation. Please. Please take your right index finger and place it on your nose. Yes, good. Now take a deep breath through the nose and out through your nose. Switch to your left index finger and in and out. Switch back. Finger, breathe in, breathe out. Left finger, breathe in, breathe out. Well, I think I've come to a conclusion based on my findings. I have determined that you do not possess the plague that I am investigating. Nor are you suffering from any other infection. That being said, you are not entirely in perfect health. And not just because of the dehydration. I'm afraid I've detected an imbalance in your humors. You see, the body possesses four substances known as humors that circulate through your body. Blood, yellow bile, black bile, and phlegm. When they are present in their correct amounts, you will feel at your best. But should you have too much or too little, if any of them, it will manifest in unpleasant ways. Lightheadedness, nausea, a weakened immune system, and the like. It's my professional opinion that you have too much black bile. Some of my less experienced comrades have attempted bloodletting to treat an excess of humors. An absolutely barbaric idea, if you ask me. Trading an excess in one humor for a deficiency in another is, well, it's hardly a cure. Not to mention it can be dangerous and encourage infection. But not to worry. One thing I specialize in is finding applications for medicinal herbs. I have a special blend right here, in fact, that will reduce your black bile levels to an acceptable level. You may have it for free as repayment for your cooperation. There are a few ways you could go about applying the herbs. The most effective way would be to brew them into a tea, a cup a day, until you finish them off. And you'll be feeling right as rain. However, I confess that it is terribly bitter. If you can't stomach it, you may also be able to crush it into a poultice with some oil. Take 3 pinches of it, rub it against the back of your neck, and keep it in place with some cloth for at least 1 hour. Well, I must say, you've been quite an agreeable patient. It's been my pleasure to examine you this evening. But I'm afraid I must be off. I have many more examinations to conduct if I'm to have any assurance that this plague hasn't spread. Good night, and may you remain